Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I am Rachel Kosowski, and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek Chet, Psalms chapter 8. As we learn the book of Tehillim, you will notice that there are different types of mizmorim, psalms, throughout the book. Some are bursting with joy and gratitude, some with fear and trepidation, and some are musing about the world. I see Mizmor Chet, chapter 8, as falling into this latter category. Perhaps musing is too soft a term. Malbim argues that this Mizmor sets out fundamental religious principles of our faith, which have been contested from ancient to modern times. Let's take a look. Our Mizmor begins with a koteret, a heading. It begins with the word lamnatseach, often translated as for the conductor. Dot McGra points out that this word precedes 55 mizmorim, and it is not entirely clear to what it is referring. If it does refer to a conductor, these references indicate that these mizmorim were sung with musical accompaniment. The heading continues with the words al hagitit, which may refer to a musical instrument or group of singers from the city Gat. Alternatively, it could indicate that this was a song sung while treading on grapes in a Gat or winepress. The words Mizmor LeDavid are found at the head of many Mizmorim, indicating this is a poetic composition attributed to David HaMelech, King David. After the heading, the Mizmor opens with a praise of Hashem's vastness. Pasuk Bet, verse 2 reads, Hashem Adoneinu ma adir shimcha b'chol ha'aretz asher tzna hodcha al hashamayim. Hashem, our master, how mighty is your name in all the land that you put your glory on the heavens. In this pasuk, or verse, we see tikbolet mashlima, complementary parallelism, indicating divine power over all of creation, eretz v'shamayim, heaven and earth. The following pasuk seems to be continuing the same theme, but it is unclear exactly how. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3 reads, Mipi olalim v'yon kim yisadita oz, leman sorecha, lahashpit oyev umitnakem. From the mouth of infants and sucklings, you have founded strength for the sake of your foes to finish off the enemy and avenger. What exactly is this pasuk talking about? Damikra suggests that baby talk, those adorable cooing sounds made by infants, are in fact constant song of praise of Hashem as a wonder of creation. Makes me think of the expression, out of the mouths of babes. This beautiful idea leaves open the question of what this has to do with the second part of the pasuk regarding destroying enemies. Radak suggests a very literal understanding of the beginning of this pasuk. He explains that from the moment a baby comes into the world and nurses, Hashem's wonders and kindness are recognizable. Radak explains in detail that the goodness of fit between mother and child, in which milk does not stream into the baby's mouth too quickly and choke the child, nor does the baby have to suck too hard, which would cause the baby pain. This perfect system, which gives a mother her ability to nourish her child, demonstrates the intention with which the natural order operates, not by random chance. Defeating the enemy in the continuation of the pasuk is not on the battlefield, but in the war of ideas. God gives human beings the wisdom to recognize the falsehood of those who deny divine providence. We again see this idea that this mizmor is articulating our fundamental beliefs about Hashem and the world. The next two psukim ask a rhetorical question. Psukim Dala through Hay, verses 4 through 5, read, Ki eresh shamecha, ma'aseh etzbotecha, yareach v'chochavim asher konanta, ma'enosh ki tizkerenu uven adam ki tifkedenu. When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars which you set in place, what is a man that you remember him, a human being that you pay attention to him? When we behold the vastness of the cosmos, it is hard to believe that human beings have any significance. Indeed, Rambam quotes these psukim in his Mishneh Torah, his book of Halakha, in the second chapter of Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, the laws of the fundamentals of the Torah, Halacha Bet, Law 2. He starts with the question, V'hei achi haderech la'ahavato v'yirato. What is the path to loving and fearing him? meaning Hashem. B'sha'a she'yitbonen ha'adam b'masav uvru'av ha'niflaim ha'gdolim, v'yir'em ehan chachmato she'en la'erach v'lo keitz miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mif'er u'mitavet ha'va gdola leida Hashem ha'gadol k'mo shamar David sam'an afshi le'lokim l'kel chai. Rambam indicates that on the one hand, when a human being thinks deeply about the divine deeds, creations, and great wonders, and sees from them his wisdom, which is boundless, he will immediately love and praise Hashem and experience a strong desire to know him. Here Rambam quotes a different mizmor, chapter 42, in which the psalmist declares, "My soul thirsts for God, the living God." After this description of how observing and understanding nature leads to ahavat Hashem, love of Hashem, Rambam continues. U'kishemichashev bidvarim ha'elu atzman, miyad hu nerta lachorav, v'yifchad v'yodeya shehu briyak tana shveila afeila umedet bedak halamuta lifnei tamim deot. K'mo shamar David, ki ar'esh amecha ma'aseh etzbotecha, Ma'anosh kitiz karenu. And when he thinks about these things, and in and of themselves, he will immediately recoil backwards in fear and recognize that he is a small and extremely lowly creature with limited knowledge compared with Hashem, whose knowledge is complete. Rambam continues by quoting our mizmor, "When I see your heavens, the work of your fingers, what is man that you remember him?" Recognizing our place, our vast limitations in the face of the divine, is fundamental to our Yirat Hashem, the awe-inspiring experience of existing in the presence of Hashem. A challenge arises if human beings don't also recognize the role we have to play in the world. The continuation of this mizmor offers a different picture of humanity. Pasuk Vav, verse 6, reads, "V'atachzereyu ma'at me'elokim." You have made him a little lower than Elohim, either referring to heavenly creatures, or perhaps even Hashem himself. V'chavod v'hadar ta'atrehu, and you have crowned him with honor and splendor. The sharp turn of this mizmor may leave us with some whiplash. How do we get from there to here, from our utter worthlessness, to being just a little less than heavenly? This concept is explained in an essay which I love by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik in his book Yemei Zikaron, Days of Remembrance. He begins by describing the concept of Kavod HaBriot, that human beings have intrinsic honor, and that is the basis for many halachot, Jewish laws related to burial, impurity, caring for a dead body, mourning, the prohibition of embarrassing others, and more. He suggests that one could argue it is the basis for all mitzvot bein adam l'chaveiro, all the commandments of how we are meant to treat other human beings. There are linguistic and conceptual parallels between our mizmor, chapter 8 of Sefer Tehillim, and the creation story in Bereishit Perek Aleph, Genesis chapter 1. Both begin with Shamayim and Aretz, heaven and earth. We have seen the description of the moon and stars. Rav Soloveitchik connects the words v'chavod v'hadar tatrehu, you have ground him with honor and splendor, with God indicating in Bereishit Perek Aleph, in Genesis chapter 1, let us make man b'tzalmenu kidmutenu, in our image and likeness, and suggests that one concept leads to another. Human beings are created b'tzalem Elohim, in the image of God, thereby requiring that kavod Elohim, the honor due to God, includes kavod habriot, honor due to our fellow human beings. Why? What does it mean to be created b'tzalem Elohim in the image of God? The Rav uses the halachic concept of shlichut, by which someone can designate another as a proxy, as a messenger, to explain the value of a human being. Halachically, we hold a proxy to be a stand-in for the one who sent him, shlucho shel adam kimoto. Rav Soloveitchik suggests that every human being is a messenger of God. Our self-worth derives from the divine choice to give us a mission to fulfill in this world. In this way, he makes us ma'at me'elokim, just a little less than divine. Because we have a God-given mission in this world, we are kimoto, we are godlike, b'tzelem elokim. Our kavod and hadar, honor and splendor, refer to God's expectations that we accomplish what he put us in this world to do. Rav Soloveitchik goes on to explain that in this way we are all like Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses our teacher, sent to accomplish a mission on behalf of the Almighty. The obvious difference is that Hashem does not communicate our individual missions to us directly. Part of our job is figuring that out with the Torah, our life experiences, proclivities, and talents to guide us on that path. Mizmor Chet continues with the role of humanity vis-a-vis the other creatures on earth. Psukim Vav through Tet, verses 6 through 9, read, Tamshilehu b'maseh yadecha, kol shata tachat raglav, tzonev alafim kulam, v'gam bahamot sadai, tzipor shamayim utgei hayam, over orchot yamim. You set him as ruler over the work of your hands. All mortal creatures are under his feet, all sheep and cattle, and also animals of the field, birds of the sky, and fish of the sea. He passes through passageways of the sea. Mitzudat David understands this last point to refer to the human ability to build boats and fish. This is a restatement of the dominion humans are given over creatures in Bereishit Perek Aleph, Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Peru uravu milu et aretz v'kivshua uridu b'dzgat hayam uv'of hashamayim uv'chol chaya haromeset al haaretz. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and conquer it and rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the heavens and all the living creatures which crawl on the earth. Ramban al HaTorah explains the word v'kivshua and conquer it as referring to the human ability to use raw materials to make technological advances. On the physical level, Hashem set up a partnership with humans in which we continue the process of creation, which reflects a spiritual reality in which we are meant to further the divine plan for humanity and the world. Mizmor Chet explains that while the vastness of the universe may lead us to feel worthless, we must balance that awareness with the knowledge that Hashem has created us for a purpose. The Mizmor ends as it begins. Chatima me'ein pticha. Pasuk Yud, verse 10 reads, Hashem Adonenu, ma adir shemcha b'chol ha'aretz. Hashem, our master, how mighty is your name in all of the earth. We are reminded of Hashem's greatness. The backs and forths of this mizmor bring to mind the story attributed to Reb Simcha Bunim of Peshitta, that everyone should have two pockets with a note in each. One which reads, Bishvili nivra ha'olam, the world was created for me, and the other which reads, Anochi afar ve'efer, I am but dust and ashes. The reality of human existence is that if we think too little of ourselves, we will not be motivated to learn and grow. But if we think too much of ourselves, we may not realize our need for growth. Navigating the balance between these two extremes is essential for our avodat Hashem, to serve Hashem to the best of our ability, and is a fundamental religious truth articulated in Mizmor Chet. Thank you for learning together. Li'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.